A mixed bag of candidates to succeed Stephanie Rawlings Blake as mayor of Baltimore now includes Nick Mosby, a first-term member of the city council. Mosby comes to the game with a bit of a twist. If he has significant name recognition, much of that is owing to his wife, State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. So welcome to Charm City, where power couple could mean real power or real trouble. The possibility of Baltimore having a husband-wife team in leadership provokes instant speculation and controversy. Won't one or both of the two be instantly afflicted with conflicts of interest? The mayor-husband might find it necessary to cut the state's attorney-wife's budget. The Mosby mayor might want tougher law enforcement, tougher than his state's attorney-wife can accept. How could a struggle of that sort be handled? How much transparency would be possible? It could give a whole new meaning to marital give and take. Of course, it's not difficult to see why Nick Mosby would want to run this year. He might have been counseled to wait. But wait for what? His wife's position makes things a bit awkward. But when would it be less so? She could be in office for years. She could hardly be expected to step aside. And this election year seems too good for an ambitious young man to miss. The field has some worthy individuals, but they have liabilities as well. Little or no experience, electoral failures in the past, and in the case of former Mayor Sheila Dixon, felonious misconduct in office. With the vote potentially split several ways, almost anyone in the still-growing field could win. It's a difficult and challenging time for the city. Of course, it's not an entirely new problem for our democracy. If they're not doing anything else, maybe the Clintons would be available to consult.